Welcome to day 10 of our 21-day healing journey. Try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're reading together from Psalm 103, verses 2 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives us all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our lives from destruction, and who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. This psalm was written by King David. But if you think about King David's life, there were many moments where he was under attack, where he felt isolated and alone. He even writes a psalm about traveling through the valley of the shadow of death. Yet he writes here for us to remember who God is and how he treats us, to understand that we must never forget that our God benefits us, that he forgives us, and that he is a healer of our diseases. He brings redemption from destruction, and he has a loving kindness and a tender mercy towards us. Today, God wants you to remember he is a healer and remind yourself that he consistently desires to move and show you his mercy and his redemption. Whatever you face today and however you feel, God desires to change that from negative, from oppressed, depressed, helpless, hopeless, to being full of faith and seeing him deliver you. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that no matter how we feel and what we face, we place our faith in your redeeming kindness, your loving mercy, that you're a deliverer, that you're a healer, that you're a forgiver. You are our Lord, our Savior. Amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.